Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Esingabuni lezi bazalwane esitholayo on a Sunday lapho si relax khona yasibuya einkonzweni sithi a new day kanye no George Benson ya umhlabelelo omnandi ngempela lo uphethe icup yakho ye coffee uphethe icup yakho ye drink ya nje sinethezeka sijula ngezwi la ku AM 657 ihambe njalo ke I three songs in a row pam kwakhe u George Benson sihlabelela nontokozo mpambo ethi makabongwe eyokuqala ke lebo sekhobela ethi kimudimo 21 after 3 o'clock njoba ngithembisile ukuthi ke kulesi sigaba ngino coach Vince hey bazalwane ubhale incwadi la a very interesting and ngingaqhuquzela everyone ukuthi ayithole umuntu omusha ungumama ungubaba why ngisho njalo ngoba wonke umuntu nje empilweni kunesikhathi lapho uzobhekana nento okuwukuthi ungathola ikbreaker emotionally ikbreaker enhlizweni so that is why I'm saying ukuthi lencwadi ithole wonke umuntu nje ayifunde ithike mina ngingakhulumi kakhulu ngayo angisiyeni author iyalencwadi ya yena uzoyikhulumela ngayo coach Vince sawubona
sawubona mama unjani
ngiyaphila wena unjani
hayi right
ya ukubona kwami nje kuye kwangijabulisa kakhulu because I know ukuthi kwabanye iprocess ye healing izoqala ukuthi ke bayithole lencwadi bayifunde o ukuzwa kuwena ukuthi you know impilo man inama ups and downs wayo kodwa akusho ukuthi uma ubhekane nesimo and then bese siyakubreaker kusho ukuthi manje kumele ugobeke ubende ungabisasukuma you know
yeah.
Yes so lencwadi izosiza nje wonke umuntu ukuthi there's a challenge owabhekana nayo it's either in marriage it's either in a relationship it's either lapha so yazi nasemasontweni
coach people are hating
yes
people are worshiping while bleeding
yes
nabantu abaningi who are suffering from things that they can't voice out.
Yes.
So that's why during worship you find someone crying not because of the presence of God.
Yeah.
No. They are crying because they can't share with anyone what they are going through.
Yeah.
So people are going through kuningi man, kuningi.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, kodwa ke ngoba like sithi singumngani, like sithi singumsisi, sila ukuthi sizosizana ngithi akekho umuntu okumele ukuthi impilo yakhe angayiphili ayithokozele. UNkulunkulu usidalele ukuthi sizophila la emhlabeni. Sijabulele lempilo asibusise ngayo.
Yebo.
Hey, yazi sesingena endabeni. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya and then sicela ukumazi ucoach Vince sitsunge.
Yes.
I've been practicing.
You got it right.
Okay, ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Nyanibingelela nonke emakhaya I greet you all na mishaweta hinkwenu ke lidumedisha ka mkanali na hi vito ra matimba ra Jesu Christ it is a blessing to be talking to people of your caliber you guys are very important this evening I just want you to befriend yourself we are here as your friends to help you befriend the real person in you how do you like that
amen amen.
You know what? But you spoke about difficulties in marriage, in relationships, and in the ministry or in the church setup.
Yeah.
I just want to touch on something that is on my book about the childhood pain.
Yeah.
We've got 40-year-olds who are married, but women don't know that they are not married to the 40-year-old. They are married to the 8-year-old who was abused. So he is 40 with beard, working well, but deep within that man is a child longing to be loved, a child longing to be understood, a child longing to be accepted because you find that you are married to a man who suffered rejection.
Yeah.
You are married to a man who has never loved. Mm-hmm. A man who grew up ne empty space.
Yeah.
Une void.
Yeah.
He's trying everything until afika ku marriage. Because kumanje uyasebenza. So because you are sebenza, unemali to pay lobola.
Yeah.
But the child is still there, bleeding, hating, wounded, no bandages, and no voice.
Okay, coach, ibambe kancane lapho ne.
Mom.
Mhlambe asiqale kahle.
Okay.
Itayitle yencwadi yakho ithi Broken Men
and the Women that Love Them.
Yes. Maybe asiqale ngaleli gama ne.
Yes.
Itayitle a very interesting kakhulu le coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then kunamanye amagama engiwathandile ngaphansi kwale title oyibhalile ne.
Mm-hmm.
Ukhava yencwadi yakho uthi Transforming Brokenness into Healthy Relationships.
Yes.
So mina uma ngi understand kuya ngokwami ukuthi ayikho into engalungi. It doesn't matter u broken kangakanani.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter ukuthi u damaged kangakanani.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter ukuthi abantu sebakulahlele i towel. But i healing yona ikhona and ungabuya futhi waba umuntu all right.
Ungabuya futhi waba 100 times better.
Yes.
Than the broken child or the broken man or woman in you.
Yeah. So leli gama broken or brokenness.
Mhm.
Lisho ukuthini kahle hle?
Leli gama likhuluma ngama situations that left you in despair.
Yeah.
That took all hope from you.
Mm-hmm.
Situations or environment that destroyed that faith in you.
Yeah.
You like starting to live your life as if it is the end. You have come to your cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
It's like you have tried everything in your power to make your life better, to get a job, to build your family, to build your life. But everything is falling apart.
Hmm.
The word brokenness, maybe we can just take it from the word in the Bible, the word leprosy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything about you is dry and falling apart. Nothing is working out. Everything is working against you. Everyone is against you. No one is for you. No one is believing in you. No one wants to associate with you because you are broken and you feel like it is over. You feel like it is over.
Yeah.
So that's where we come in and make sure that we help you to heal.
Mm.
We help you to discover yourself. Because once you discover yourself, it will be easy to recover.
Yeah. And bowenza example.
Yes.
Ngalo baba lo ona 40.
Yes.
Lo baba lo oku ukuthi mhlambe uzama everything ukuvala this void.
Yeah.
So he's thinking ukuthi maybe uma ngingashada ngathola umlingani uzongisiza ukuthi ngivale le void.
Yeah.
And then angaboni ubungozi bokuthi akakadili ne root cause.
The root cause of the pain.
Yes, ubeke iexample nge abuse.
Yeah.
Ukuthi mhlambe ukhulele ekhayeni beka abusiwa
or
mhlambe beka experience i abuse between the parents.
Between the parents, yes.
Yes, lento yamlimaza.
Yeah.
Mhlambe sikhulume ngale ndaba ye abuse ukuthi ibalimaza kanjani abantwana and then lapho ekhula manje engubaba naye seka bhekane nekhaya lakhe.
Thank you very much for that. Let me just refer to page 8 of the book.
Yeah.
This is what I wrote, that there are wounds that take time to heal.
Mm.
And there are wounds that even time won't heal.
Mm.
Childhood abuse has affected many people, many children psychologically and emotionally, leaving a wounded boy child or girl child within a man or a woman. So we have a lot of people who look healthy on the outside, but inside they are dying, they are bleeding.
Mm.
So I wish we can reach out this evening to that man, to that woman who is in denial, Because once you go through abuse, it is possible for you to be in denial, which is one of the stages of grieving.
Yeah.
I am an adult now, 46, and you find that the boy child in me, 7-year-old, who was rejected, who was abused, who was molested, is still suffering, but I have to cover everything by dressing smart, getting educated, getting married, driving a nice car, wearing labels, but still, when I am alone, I know that I have to revisit the 7-year-old boy who is hurting and bleeding inside of me. So we will eventually use so many things. It's either, I said this a few days ago, that it's either you become a victor or you shift from being a victim and become a perpetrator. So we have a lot of people who were abused, who are abusing other people.
Yeah.
He was abused by his stepfather.
Ish.
I spoke to him and he said to me, you know why? By then it was that time where I was still in the full-time ministry as a pastor. And he said to me, you know what, pastor? Let me tell you something, because I asked him a question. Why did you do what you did the way you did it? After he raped two young girls and killed them. And he said to me, you know what, pastor? When I was young, I lost my mother. And I was raised by my stepdad. Ube anglengula lo muntu lo. And until I was 14, and I started to fight for myself. And he chased me out. And that pain lived with me. I stayed with my aunt. I got educated. But still, that pain was with me. So when I lost my wife, and she left me two stepdaughters, I did to them that which my stepfather did to me.
Oh my goodness.
You see, the victim became what? The perpetrator.
Eish.
Now he is taking the pain.
Yeah.
And he said, when I hurt them, I was feeling good.
Oh, God.
So we have got a lot of people, they feel better.
Yeah.
There are husbands who feel better when they hurt their wives. There are women, wives, who choose to move from being wives and become women and start hating their husbands who have chosen to become men again. So it is, you find that it is a lot of things happening in the world.
Yeah.
Then we end up having or raising broken children.
Yeah.
That's where we go back to our abuse.
Mm.
And these kids are abused. These kids are bleeding. These kids are hating. They start to bully other kids at school.
Yeah.
They start speaking back to the teachers at school. They start disrespecting the parents. And what happens with that, Bahle? They leave longer? No. You only live longer when you respect and honor your parents.
Yeah.
That's why we've got a lot of young people dying before their time.
Yeah. And as usakhuluma leyo mfundisi, I was ngifunda ku timeline ya someone. So this person was asking ukuthi can't you, why I think since last month, ne?
Yes.
La kunapo rip.
Yeah.
Ne? And then motu yabuga young people. So now she was asking ukuthi what is happening? Why young people like kugcwele abo rip? So ngikhumbuza ilento ekhulumayo kwamanje ukuthi mhlambe isusa ingaba yiloko kodwa asazi bengikhuluma
nje.
Yes, there's a lot in fundise. And lento ekhulumayo uthi umuntu ugcina aba perpetrator, abanye bagcina baba ngama babizana ama pedophile. Yes, abanye bagcina sibabiza ukuthi ama narcissist. You know, abanye nje baba nama personality a different.
Yes.
Because umuntu uzama ukuvala lento. Today ulo muntu kusasa mothu uzombuka futhi, especially umuntu mohlala naye endlini. How can lo muntu unjani? Today uso, kusasa uso, kusasa uso. So now ugcina uba confused. And then i marriage or i relationship igcina nayo nje. Yes.
And it is affecting the children.
Yeah.
Because remember, two people who get married, they were once children.
Yes.
How you grew up plays a very big role into you having a healthy marriage.
Yeah.
So that is why that we are going through, and children can share with us parents, because already they can see that we are struggling and failing.
Eish.
So
yeah,
they start looking for something on social media, and whatever they get, they use it to numb their pain.
Yeah.
They look good. They look like children at home. Then they behave like criminals out there. So I believe that we've got a lot of work to do. And as a radio station, since we befriend these people, we need to love them broken.
Yeah.
We need to accept them bleeding. We need to reach out to them and make ourselves dirty with whatever they are going through.
Yeah.
We need to look at them, uti umang bege wena, niyazibona mina.
Yeah.
When I look at you, I see myself.
Yeah.
And I want to raise you into someone who is going to become 100 times better than me, 100 times better than your parents.
Yeah.
Failure to do that, izinto kuzomoshakala.
Eish.
Kuzomoshakala, like izinto already, it's a mess.
Yeah.
And we want to try and change that mess, like what happened to me. We want to change that mess into a message.
Yeah.
We want to change whatever it is that you went through into a book.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that that which you went through, that which you are going through, will become a medication of some kind to someone out there.
Amen. So mfundisi, ngicela ungichazele yona kahle le angazi ukuthi ngi understand the way we bhale ngakhona ne.
I
title Broken Men and Women That Love Them.
Angazi ukuthi wena understand kanjani, but this book,
yeah,
it's about men.
Okay.
For women.
Okay.
So, I am teaching women how to understand us.
Oh.
Because most of us as men, like you said earlier,
mm-hmm,
we don't even know that we are broken.
Okay.
We don't even know that we are hurting and bleeding.
Yeah.
But Uma Ubeke, the things that we are doing, those are the symptoms of a broken man. But we don't want to go for therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe we are educated, we look at your doctor, we look at your psychologist, we look at your psychiatrist, we look at your engineer, your businessman who is making millions and billions. He does not have that time where he wants to fix his life. Because they are hiding behind the career. They are hiding behind money. They are hiding behind the cars and all these things. But when you look at those things, Zenzan, we have a lot of people, a lot of children coming from well-to-do families. Because they are suffering from the anger and the pain that their parents are putting them through. They are suffering from rejection. It is not only buying abantwana, the toys, clothes, and all those things. They need us. And how can they have us? Nathi, we don't even have ourselves.
Hey.
We don't have ourselves. We have lost. We have lost Vincent, Coach Vince. When the mother or the father rejected me. So when I come, let's say, like, let me give you this example quickly. I grew up broken, hurting, and as a pastor, anointed, I have had a lot of women trying to numb my pain. So, it is a lot of things, and you see, as leaders, as pastors, when we hurt the congregants or when we hurt women, we go back to God and say, that temptation, Lord, the enemy sent a temptation my way. So women now don't have a voice. They have lost their sense of beauty, their self-worth, because of powerful people.
Yes.
Because when you are powerful, no matter when there's something wrong, abantu bazoma nawe. But when you do something good, someone said something and I was like, yo, this is too deep. Ati, look at the parents. We don't know the parents of this great man who have achieved great things. Do we?
Yeah.
Most of them we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But the parents of children who messed up, Benzani, bayabaleta. But now ngumaka Vincent. Now ngubabaka Vincent.
Yeah.
But if Vincent is doing well, media has no need. Yokutibazo, they will start looking for my parents.
Yeah.
But if you do something wrong, they connect that which I am doing. Kubazali bami.
Yeah.
So yabona kuti important kanjani to be a whole father, a whole mother.
Yeah.
I always tell parents that your children demands or need whole healed parents in you.
Amen.
In order for them to grow up baba healthy, banga yenze zinto zama competition, banga be ne jealousy. Then even if you don't have a lot of money, as long as these kids are raised by whole parents, they will become whole themselves.
Yes.
But those of us who were not raised by whole parents, I grew up under a single parent. My mother did well. She raised 5 boys. And in her doing that, you might find, what if, may her soul rest in peace, what if my mother was hurt by men and she had to raise men? You can imagine what happens in that scenario. This is a woman who was hurt by men, and now she is raising 5 boys. How many women out there are raising 2-3 boys, different fathers? And Labo Baba, they are not there because their parents were never there for them.
Yeah.
So with this book, we just want to break the cycle of pain.
Yeah.
Want to break the cycle of brokenness.
Yeah.
We want people to say, I am broken, I am whole.
Yeah.
I need help.
Yes. Accept, I think, is one of the most important thing. And I guess yilapho uzo thola usizo or uqale ukuthola isizo usizo, and then bese ke uqala ihealing process yakho. Because if I accept and then ulo muntu othi abantu bazothini, or ulo muntu othi ngizohlala laphayana a psychologist angilalele, a counselor alalele indaba zami, yena uzoyisolva kanjani mhlambe naye unezakhe izinto. So yena uzosolva my problems kanjani. So uyabona ukuthi lento iqala la engqondweni, and at the end of the day angeke ukwazi ukuthi ulthole usizo. Okay, mfundisi, sizobuya nesibuke ezinye izinto ukuthi zidala ibrokenness.
Yes, mama.
Kubantu ngiyacabanga ukuthi uqala uyikhulumile indaba ye abuse.
Yeah, abuse.
Usifiso naye Ncwani, the late Sifiso Ncwani. Why hlabelela lengoma mfundisi? Athi ngipholise Nkosi.
Jesus.
You know, silimazwa ngabantu, silimazwa izimo, silimazwa even uyazi ayikho into ebuhlungu ukulimazwa umuntu okuukuthi you were expecting uthando from yena. But at the end of the day mo ubheka le huye futhi oza ngomese emva kwakho. Uye wakhuluma futhi enye into ebalekile ukuthi kunezinye izinto okuwukuthi yebo kulula ukuthi ungahila from zona.
Yeah.
And then kunezinye okuwukuthi it takes isikhathi. And kunezinye okuwukuthi angithi
not even time can heal it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to learn to live with it.
Yes.
You have to accept it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Siyabuya mfundisi, lapha ekhaya mhlambe unombuzo or une comment, sizokunikeza mhlambe u 10 minutes ukuthi ke ukhulume naye la u coach Vincent umbhali walencwadi, Broken Men and Women That Love Them. Asithi ngipholise Nkosi.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Oh, Baba Silimele, pholisa amanxeba, silimaze ngabantu esibathembayo. Hey, kodwa ngoba sithi siyakholwa siphinda sibuyele ezwini mfundisi.
Yes.
Sizwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu usikhomanda uthini? Uthi xolela.
Uthi xolela.
Ukuze nawe uzoxolelwa.
Yebo.
Yes, silimele kodwa kunjalo kumele sixolele.
Yes.
And ngeke ukwazi ukuphola ungaxolelanga.
No. It's
ngoba,
impossible.
Yes, mongaxoleli zothi mawungibona bo ungilimazile.
Iyavuka le nto.
Iyavuka. Uthi nangu lo esilo. Yabona so kuqala ekutheni uxolele and ngeke ukwazi ukuxolela ungenayo umoya ongcwele.
Yeah.
You need the Holy Spirit ukuthi akusize ukwazi ukuthi uxolele noma ulimele kangakanani.
Sure.
So mfundisi asibuyele futhi ne. Sibuke izinto okuwukuthi makes a person ukuthi abe broken lapha ekhaya asikuvaleli ngaphandle ne unombuzo une comment incingo ngivulile 012-334-1322 WhatsApp call 078-140-0778 and WhatsApp text or voice note 082-657-2729. Nango ugog Maureen Sejakela uti good day sis Bahle. We really need that book. Yebo siyayidinga gogo. And before ephuma la ucoach uzoshiya ke imininingwane yakhe ukuthi itholakala kanjani. Okay mfundisi asibuyele ke eyintweni okuwukuthi makes a person ukuthi abe broken ubale indaba ye abuse and I think abuse iza ngendlela ehlukahlukila ngathi ungakhula umntwana uthola ukuthi lapha ekhaya bakubiza ngamagama ungakhula umntwana uthola ukuthi uyashayiwa yonke lento uyahlukunyezwa ngokwecansi all those abuse esingayibala siyamlimaza umuntu and then ukhula ngayo leyo nto and then enye futhi yini mfundisi mhlambe ekumele siqaphele
this one is very important and a bit emotional it's losing your loved one losing your parents
oh yeah
losing your parents is one of the things weapons
yeah
the enemy is using to make people grow up in brokenness.
Yeah.
You know, I have spoken to a lot of men, different men from different walks of life. Men don't know how to deal with loss. You see, with you, with women, you cry. You cry. You cry it out. And psychologically, it is proven that tears cleanses the mind. But amadoda akakhali. Abafuna ukukhala, they don't want to talk about it. They carry this pain inside of them. Uzobona nge lifestyle because when you are broken, you change the way you behave.
Yeah.
You change the way you speak. You change the way you act. You change the way you live your life. And we also have broken women.
Yeah.
We had broken men as mentors. And these broken women, bona when they are hurt, they become powerful here. Bangayenza nabantwana to lose their baby, their fathers, calling them baby daddies because of the pain that the father caused them. And the father can stop becoming a good man because of what maybe the woman said to him. Ngibale like this. I wrote this some years ago.
Yeah.
Ukuthi the voice of a woman is the only voice under the sun that can compete with the voice of God in a man's life. Once a woman, also called Ibokoto, is heard, you will hear. So men, when they are heard, they look for something. You see, losing a parent makes you to grow up unganam, someone who loves you the way you deserve to be loved. And when we talk about losing our parents, we're not talking about losing them to death only. Also growing up without fatherly affection.
Knowing ukuthi ukhona lo muntu.
Ukhona lo muntu.
Uyaphila somewhere, une family somewhere, unabantwana somewhere.
And guess what? By the time afuna kubuya kuwe, you are educated, you are beautiful, you have a car, all things are going well. Ngaleso sikhathi yena nokusebenza ngasebenzi. And that's where, if we will visit the Bible, because also the book is written based on scripture. So, kune scripture called Malachi chapter 4, the last but two verses. In the last days, I will send the spirit of Elijah the prophet, who will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. And the hearts of the children back to their fathers. If that does not happen, this is the Lord speaking. I will strike your land with a curse. Where is your house? Where is your church? Where is your company? In the land. That is cursed because you are failing to forgive your father. You are failing to forgive your irresponsible father. You are failing to forgive Lord Runaway. So Lord Runaway, ukhathele manje. And when you are whole now, you feel better, then uyabuya. And I tell a lot of people in marriage counseling that some of you, before you judge your husband, let me ask you a question. Who is your father? Because little by little, that man called your husband. Are we still on? That man called your husband. Little by little, he's becoming like your father. Because as a woman, if you hate your father, that which you have lost from childhood, and now it's coming back to you, and you decide to reject the man who rejected you. This is what you are doing to yourself. And you are married. You are making that man called your husband to be like your father. Because in life, you become what you attract.
It is that a call, Nemfundesi. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Kosazana.
Kani mambo.
Asingelene nomfundisi, ayibeke indaba umfundisi.
Baba.
Manje ke sinabazalwana thina sinenkinga yokungabi ngabazalwana.
Hey.
Loko kubanga ukungazalwanga kabusha. Siyenkonzweni siloko singamaFilista.
Jesus.
Uyabona umFilista kakhohlwa umfundisi. UmFilista wamuona kuphela 10-20 minyaka lokho akukhumbula leya nto leya. Noma sesindisa umFilista futhi akasindiswa umFilista.
Angasindiswa umFilista.
UmFilista nento ukuthi kunomungcwela akakwazi umFilista. Noma ngabe umfundisi iloko umFilista.
Yebo.
Manje thina kufuna siphenduke thina abantwana bakaNkulunkulu sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Ukuze kuphele konke lokhu sadlula kuko nalokhu sakuyenza. Yabona ngazo kuningi kanje. Uma ngiphenduka ngalahla konke. Manje bathi uzofa kulahlo lo ngathi alahlo noma ngingafa ngone kakhulu kulungile. Manje kangayimi langifanga ngalahla lokho madlozi konke lokho.
Amen.
Manje le mpilo le sandlula kuwe kufuna ukuthi iphelise. Ayizokupheliswa mse pheliswa ukusindiswa. Nami ngibeke isikhathi kani mabo mfundisi nam Nkosazana.
Kani mabo baba. You know what? I'm so happy because our first caller is a man. And just to add on what he said, sleeping in the garage, angeke ukuphendule BMW. Just because you're going to church does not make you a Christian.
Exactly.
just because uyashumayela.
Yeah.
Bakhona abanye abantu bayashumayela.
Yeah.
I used to be one of them, preaching but not living a repentant life.
Yeah.
So, is salvation a package?
Yeah.
Inside the package, kune redemption. We are bought back through and by the blood of Christ.
Mm.
Then kune package, kune deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, baninga bantu.
Yeah.
Who are healing people, but born. They don't want to be healed. They don't want to heal because they are pain. Abafuna ukusindiswa. Their pain is the only thing ebanikeza i-attraction. Iyo attractor abantu. Their story. They don't want to heal.
Okay.
If they come to this radio station, they talk about their story.
Yeah.
And now you know their story and say, what is the way forward? Angeke bakuphendule. They go to the next station. So that...
bafuni attention.
Bafuni attention.
Oh my goodness.
And they need to be delivered from that. They don't want to heal.
Yeah.
They want everyone to hear them. The day you heal them, you have taken their power.
Mm. So, Mfundisi, that's powerful. Asifunde la ama WhatsApps name.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, coach. I believe this topic will help men because you are a man. Please let us know of where your seminars are. And then omunye uthi bahle no coach, we as pastors retswere ka thata dealing with broken / badly hurt people. Believe me, it's hard. They take out this pain on you. Omunye uthi greetings, mate servant and the servant of God there. Khona lesisho esithi ingani engakhali ifela embelekweni. Ngifuna ukuthi nami ngindoda. Ngiyindoda nginje ngancedwa yiko ukukhala ngikhalele enye inceku kaNkulunkulu ngimtshela konke ngendlela engahlukumezeka ngayo ngisesemncane. Kwangida kakhulu lokho. I even learned to forgive and forget, and even Bible study built me well to be a man today. So inceku kaNkulunkulu iqinisile kakhulu ukuthi it is important to voice out what was hurting you the most while still young. Lena yama seminars ona ma seminars ona umfundisi
ikhona a seminar that we are working on this coming month May. On the 25th, I will send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, and a venue and everything.
Yeah.
Because we want to gather women. This is what I like about this seminar.
Yeah.
We want to gather women who conquered love from a hate, from a broken place.
Yeah. Hey.
So we are gathering women who conquered love. These are phenomenal women.
Yeah.
These are women who are powerful.
Yeah.
These are women who decided to like Lobaba who said who decided to take off.
Yeah.
Lay gown of pain.
Mm.
But I, Tina Siapambil.
Yeah.
If our toes are facing forward, we are moving forward in this life.
Yeah.
So we want to gather these women. We want to laugh about our stories.
Yeah.
You can bring your tissue because we're going to cry in laughter.
Yeah.
We're not going to cry because we're in pain.
Yeah.
Every person who enters there will be healed.
Amen.
And if you come broken, we will make sure that we take all the pieces of your brokenness through the anointing and the power of the Christ living in us and help you to heal so that you can start laughing at the things that failed to destroy you.
Okay, it is that a break and then Ms. Buya Mfundisi uzosipha ama details wakho.
Okay.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Kubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
Tune in for the 25th Cafe, where young adults talk about life,
daily challenges, relationships, money matters, current issues, and of course, godly guidance. 25th Cafe, Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Or listen to the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Yabona ke le ndaba yokuthi indoda ayikhali ayikho leyo nto bazalwane indoda nayo umuntu unemizwa
yes
unenhliziyo so uma uzwe ubuhlungu bese manje kumele uyivalele lento ungakhali how kuzokwenzakalani ngale pain okumele ukuthi iphume ngokuthi ukhali noma ukhulume so baba umlungisi lento oyenzile ngiya cabanga ukuthi nawe uzoyindlulisela kwabanye abobaba bazi ukuthi ukukhala kwendoda kusho ukuthi you are weak.
Yeah.
Yes. Kune voice note lana ne sizoyidlala engiyabona isikhathi sethu nabafundisi sebafikile la abazongena emva kwakho a coach. Okay, uthi a great program Sister Bahle and Pastor Coach Vincent, I have two sisters who don't speak to each other. The one was hurt. The other sister takes the hurt very lightly. We have prayed and we need help. God richly bless you and families. Mfundisi, ngicela we note because next week noma kanjani you are coming back.
Okay. Ngicela we note lena.
Yeah, sizoyibheka next week ne ukuthi ke bangadila kanjani nayo. Mhlambe ungathatha bathini screenshot. Lapho ku screen yayibona ne?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, omunye uthi I coach, you know, I have reached a point of staying alone, divorced once and in second marriage with someone whom I thought he is matured, but as we speak he left the house, so I decided to stay alone and feel much better. Okay, nalena mfundisi, I think next week asibheke ne. Simsize lana umama ukuthi mhlambe angadila kanjani nale pain abhekane nayo ngoba i-divorce it's one of the most painful thing okuwukuthi sibhekana nazo empilweni.
Divorce cripples.
Yes.
Yeah.
Asivale ngale voice note ne silalele la umama.
Ndimene asisibathe bahle umfundisi lapho. Yo. Hey. Kusuye amazi thukiwe ngithukiwe. Ala maqiniso akhulunywa lapha. Yeah, sanibonani kakhulu inkosini.
Sawubona mama.
Anginamazwi ngoba le nto vele ilanda khona the root cause. Ukuthi umuntu uzombona kanje yini yenzeke emncaneni. Awu nkosi yami sikhulu uNkulunkulu size ilizwe lethu namhlanje lingalendlela lingayo. Ngenxa yelizinto ezifihlekile. Sibona ama serial killers, sibona ama serial rapists. Asingazi ukuthi akhoswe yini yilokho okukhula kungakhulu kahle ekakhulu kithi sizwe simnyama nkosi sisize hawu lizwe lethu lyonakele ngenxa yokungazi and ubuhlungu ukuthi asizwisisi ngikhuluma komunye umsebenzi nje bathi ngikhulume nabomama ngikhuluma indaba umntwana esekudla ama drugs manje sabuya ku-rehab. Nithi singabazali kokunye sikhulumayo kulabantwana yithe sibakhesayo ngoba singazi ukuthi kuze ayenze le ndubi yenziswa yini. Unkulunkulu akasize sibe nolwazi futhi sibasize abazali aseba nabantwana abanje ngoba lento inje iyenza ifuzo le generations cases, generational cases. Ibuhlungu kakhulu leyo nto. Ngoba vele kuyalandelelana uzobathanda kanjani abantwana indoda naye azangathandwa ulithatha phi lolo thando. Hawu Nkulunkulu wethu akasize umama Sara ehlabile ihlungu lento ebuhlungu yona iqiniso ngathi Nkulunkulu angasivula amehlo sazi sizokwazi ukusiza labantu asibabona bakulele leso simo. Ngoba uma singazi ukuthi bayenzwa yini sizoba condemna sizobathuka sizobiza ngamagama but if singazi ukuthi labantu bayagula badinga usizo kodwa uNkulunkulu yedwa ongasiza kuze sifuleke amehlo sikhona ukubasiza. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ama topic aku Radio Pulpit ay ayasakha ilangane langa ngathi ngabe izwe lonke liyalelela lencwadi yakho mfundisi siyayidinga kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. kakhulu noma abantu bakithi bangathanda ukufunda kodwa uma mhlambe abanye abathanda ukusiza abanye abantu bangayithola basizeke bazokhona ukusiza abanye. Siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga.
Thank you Mam Sarah, thank you so much. Ya lento ayishoyo iqiniso. Ya ubaba umlungisi uthi amen made servant of God. I thank God that I even still encouraging young men now and I still continuing with even ama teenagers.
Yes.
Okay, coach uyabuya next week. Mongekho la emoyeni bakuthola kuphi?
Bangithola ku Facebook igama lika coach Vince Shitsunge. My number is 081-598-4934. Ngicela ukuyirepeater. 081-598-4934. And ngiyatholakala ku 291 Thabosihume. That's where our offices are.
Oh, khona la ePretoria.
Khona la ePretoria.
CBD, ne?
Yes, CBD.
Konje isihume bokuyini sina sisaza amagama akudala.
Hayi mina ngimafika uzolo la Pepitoli nje.
Oh.
Angiphumaleli bombo nje.
Okay, kana thaba sihume I think it's Andries Bazalwane if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but if by Bala is Thabosi 291 Thabosi it will just drop them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much mfundisi 0815984934 ngalahlela lapho I WhatsApp uma ke uthanda ukuthi uyithole lencwadi yakhe njengoba ngishile ekuqaleni vela ukuthi I must read. It's a must read, Bazalwane. Omunye uthi hello sis bahle powerful show. Let God help us in this area of forgiveness. Siyabonga. Asihlangane futhi next week. Okay. Ngicela labo ke okukuthi asikwazanga ukuphendula imibuzo yabo last week. Ngicela uyiresend Mzalwane njengoba ke ezongena uPastor Joe Sulwane kanye noPastor Mahlako Sulwane. Ngicela uwathumele uwaresende lama message wa last week esingakwazanga ukuthi ke sibhekane nawo. Isikhathi ke sithi 10 after 4. Pastor Joe ngicela ungixolele ukuthi ke ngidle u 10 minutes wakho. Yeah. Ithi ke siphume la no coach Vincent ngalomhlabelelo ka Andile Thabethe uthi ngiyabonga baba. Uyezo Pastor Joe lungisa ke your notepad uzokwazi ukuthatha ama notes ukwazi ukuthatha nama details wakhe wonke.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.